Live PD shows Tallahassee officers talking with residents, chasing down possible kidnappers, and arresting suspected thieves. In this show, police are apprehending a man who they believe stole the wallet from a local restaurant. They tased the suspect multiple times as they attempted to cuff him. Officer Damon Miller has served as TPD's spokesman and has appeared on the show. He says tasers help protect everyone involved.
A couple things with the tasers, they actually cut down on injuries to officers and also the suspects.
Miller says he's been tased and knows exactly what the people he arrests are going through.
With the taser, once the taser goes off, it's over with. There's no aftershocks. There's no cleanup or hazard like with if you use OC spray. Basically, when someone is tased and the probes actually make contact and go through their skin, a supervisor is called on scene per a policy. Also call EMS on scene. They remove the probes, make sure that you're medically clear before you go to the jail.
Miller also points out that it's difficult for viewers to see from their television screens what officers are experiencing in the field.
When people think of resisting, you hear us say, stop resisting, stop resisting. They think of resisting of, well, he wasn't running away, he was just laying there. But there was an instance one time where I was across the street from a bus stop, and a person asked me, you know, why are they arrested? Why are they do that to that person? I said, well, listening on the radio, I had an earpiece in. I said that she was tensing up. She's like, she wasn't tensing up. I was looking at her. So me standing right next to that person, I said, am I tensing up right now? Like, no, you're not. I said, actually, I am. I said, so how can you tell if someone's tensing up across the street, 100 yards away, 50 yards away, and I'm standing right here in front of you, you can't tell?
Miller says most arrests officers make are peaceful, but those aren't typically the ones live PD shows. Miller says he became a police officer to help people and hopes the show highlights the good work the city's police do.
It gives you an overall view of what is exactly going on, not only in your city, but the life of a police officer. We also see it as a possible recruitment tool. We do have 40 positions available in county because a lot of people are retiring and whatnot, especially with the promotion of our new chief and the possibility of even more promotions here. We need bodies. We need officers, and hopefully people can see that, hey, this is a good agency to work for.
Applications closed today for 3 new TPD deputy chief positions. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.